One of Olsen Marine's neighbors has long objected to operations at the barge company's North Tongass business. The Church family owns several lots in the area, including a bed and breakfast and the car wash. Nicole Church says loading and offloading activity is disruptive and that trucks kick up dirt as they drive up and down the road.
If they could at least be limited in certain ways, it would help us to continue to stay in our home and be able to run our bed and breakfast.
Some of her suggested restrictions are limiting the hours of operation and requiring that the Olsons pave the road. Church says she believes that continued operations without restrictions will hurt her business and property value. Other neighbors disagreed. Monty Guyman lives right next door to Olson Marine and says he's never had a problem with the barge company.
Now the Marine, Olson Marine come in here, good neighbors, trying to keep their business going, and they want to unload and unload their barge. It hasn't bothered me, and I'm right next door to them, for Christ's sake. What are they complaining about? They're way the hell down the road from me.
Guyman adds that noise from the church's car wash, however, has woken him up. Ron Porter is another property owner in the area and says there's no basis to the church's complaints.
I'm here to tell you, you've heard a fairy tale, and that's exactly what it is.
The Olsons' attorney, Clay Keene, spoke at length refuting the church's comments, and then the Olsons spoke as well. Here's Wendy Olson.
It's hard to listen to Nicole talk about my company and speak of facts that she doesn't know about. She withheld a word, rusty, today, but in her written document, she refers to our barges as rusty barges, and that's like calling my children ugly.
Rick Olson notes that a marine business lives by tides and currents and can't succeed if restricted to a time frame. They don't want to work at night, and he says they try not to, but sometimes it can't be helped. He says they've been operating for 2 years already.
We are what Ketchikan should want, I would think. We've proven ourselves. I'm asking, let's just get this thing going. Tideland lease, we know that's a good thing. Putting a time limit on me, that's not a good thing.
The council did not add any restrictions when approving the lease. Also on Thursday, the city council approved in first reading a motion to increase harbor rates by 7%. The issue will come back to the council for a second reading. The council also approved an agreement to allow the Ketchikan Gateway Borough to build a public restroom at Thomas Basin next to the Salvation Army building. The city will assume responsibility for utilities and janitorial services, but the borough will own and maintain the facility. Following an executive session, the council also approved two motions that will allow Ketchikan Public Utilities to move forward with plans to build a 4G network. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.